Throughout the entire week, one can go to the campus of Gonzaga University, follow your ears, and watch these kids in doing what they do so beautifully, playing music, including Takuji Miyasako. Welcome, glad to have you here. He's from Pullman. Takuji is a fourth grader, 10-year-old violinist who studies appropriately and wisely with Meredith Arxie, and joined by Jackie Miyasaka, and the two of them together are going to play for us the Cavatina by Joachim Raff. This is violinist Takuji Miyasako. Thank you. Kuji Miyasako was playing for us. We didn't want to break the magic spell that you had there. That was the cavatina by Joachim Raff. And he studies with Meredith Arksy. Have you studied with, come real close to the microphone here. Have you studied with Ms. Arksy for a while?
I'm not sure exactly how long. I think like maybe 3 or 4 years.
Okay, and did you play for us last year here too?
Yes.
I thought so. Well, you're doing a really beautiful job, so thank you, Taguchi. It's lovely. Okay, thanks. Taguchi Miyasako, who is playing for us. We're on our way to a horn player now, and so we keep going with these performers from Music Fest Northwest. Go ahead and tune. Another horn player. This is really great news for the world of horn playing, which needs good horn players, and we have a couple of here. We heard one a little bit ago, and now we have Kimberly Snow, who's a sophomore at EWU, where she studies with Emily Brown of the Spokane Symphony. She's joined by Soren Rima. The two of them together are going to do the first movement of Bernard Haydn's Horn Sonata.
Come over here, Kimberly, for just a moment. She was playing the first movement of the Bernard Haydn Horn Sonata, a student of Emily Brown. She goes to EWU. It's a heroic piece, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Do you like being a heroic horn player?
Yeah, try my best to be.
Yeah, and you do a lot of physical things, don't you? Don't you do a lot of athletic things, too?
Oh, yes, I enjoy, well, just general health and fitness, weightlifting, anything.
Good,
yeah.
Okay. And then deeply involved with the horn at the same time.
Yes.
Have you been for all through high school and into college?
I started playing the horn when I was 13.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, you're doing great. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you very much.
We were just listening to Kimberly Snow. Back to a group of pianists. We have four pianists in a row coming along on these performers from Music Fest Northwest. And the first of these is probably Elsa Schneider. And Elsa Schneider is a 9-year-old pianist, a fourth grader at Moran Prairie Elementary. She studies with Ivana Trebasic, and Elsa has for us the Bach Minuet in G minor. Go ahead. Elsa Schneider playing for us the Bach Minuet. Thank you, Elsa. That's all we have time for. We'll have to catch you next year for another piece. Elsa is a student of Ivana Trebasic, a 9-year-old pianist. A 10-year-old pianist is Tianmei Dwyer. There you are, Tianmei, who is a student of Carolyn Brett and also has some Bach for us. It looks like we might even get treated to the same piece. I think you have the Gavotte in G minor and a Musette in D major is what it says here. That's what you have. Okay, let's hear from Tianmei Dwyer. Thank you. John May Dwyer, a 10-year-old pianist who goes to Lincoln Heights Elementary, student of Carolyn Brett, played a couple Bach pieces for us, the Gavotte in G minor and the Musette in D major. And continuing with these young pianists, this is another 9-year-old pianist, Daniel Beal, is with us. He's from Coeur d'Alene and a third grader. And he studies with Barbara Miller, so he makes the trip to Spokane to do that. He has for us that great piece by Mozart, the Rondo alla Turca. Let's enjoy Mozart from the pianist Daniel Beal. Daniel, we won't do an interview right now, but because we need to get on to the next pianist. But thank you so much. I don't think Mozart at age 9 could have done it better. The Mozart Rondo alla Turca, played by the 9-year-old Daniel Beal, who is a student of Barbara Miller. He also likes bird watching and study, writing stories and reading, and clearly great piano playing from this whole group of people that we have coming along. And speaking of which, we stream kpbx.org or spokanepublicradio.org, so grandma far away can be hearing these, and many of these will be put up as a podcast within the next day or two, also at that same website. Megumi Kaul, glad to have you back. She's a 17-year-old pianist from Cheney who studies with Linda Sieverts. And if we're going to have some piano playing, we better have some Rachmaninoff coming along pretty soon. So Megumi Kaul has for us the Moment Musical No. 5 by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Thank you. Weaving a spell by playing the Rachmaninoff musical moment. Number 5 was pianist Megumi Kaul. Thank you, Megumi. Clearly you love playing both the piano and Rachmaninoff. In a little bit, we're going to get to a clarinetist and a guitarist. We'll have here heard an organist via the recording from their adjudication yesterday. Before we even do that, these are performers from Music Fest Northwest that we're hearing. That's going on all around the campus of Gonzaga University for the rest of the week, and these people are chosen to play on the radio. They're scheduled so amazingly by Peggy Smith, and then we put them together into these two-hour broadcasts. We'll do this again, we have another hour now, and then we do it again 10 to 12 tomorrow and Friday. So we thank Peggy Smith, we thank Sandy Paulson, we thank Lilola Scales, our staff members, and everybody else who keeps this going. This is Spokane Public Radio, KPBX, Spokane, KIBX, Bonners Ferry, KLGG, Kelly.